and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2189, recorded on Thursday the 22nd of September 2022. Your readers today on part one are myself, Sam Elmhurst, and Don Cleaver. You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365, with your views, news and comments. And we always love to hear from listeners. And we're delighted to welcome a new listener this week, Teresa Biggs in Deepham. We hope you will enjoy the weekly Chatterbox and all our other regular recordings. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news and several letters and messages to the newspaper, information desk and two features. Both of our features this week have a local history feel. And the first is about the Woofers, a group who reenact Viking and Saxon experience. And the second reveals new answers about Woodhenge, a site which goes back over 4,000 years. But to begin with, here is Don Cleaver to introduce our first set of news stories.
This week, the evening news was of course dominated by the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We will start with some of the Norwich and Norfolk-related stories. On September the 19th, the streets of Norwich were silent again. However, a faint rendition of the new national anthem could be heard when God Save the King was sung at the Theatre Royal. Norwich Cathedral hosted hundreds of people who came to say a final goodbye to Her Majesty. However, not everyone was able to take the bank holiday off. Staff at a local poultry factory protested when they were told to turn up for work. As we will hear shortly, this led to quick responses from readers. Here is Sam with the first of our reports on the local responses to the Queen's funeral.
Now, the streets of Norwich have become accustomed to silence. And yet the reason for the solemn mood in the city on Monday the 19th is not one the city has ever known. In much of the nation's living memory, Queen Elizabeth reigned for more than 70 years, to be exact. And her funeral was a pause in the public's busy day-to-day lives, a moment to reflect and thank a lifetime of service. Around the city, businesses kept their doors shut on September the 19th. And many bore pictures of Queen Elizabeth II, as they have done since she died on September the 8th. A bank holiday would usually bring shoppers in their droves to the likes of Gentleman's Walk and London Street, but instead they lay empty, with families instead watching Her Majesty's funeral on TV at home or in community spaces like pubs. And likewise at City Hall, looking down over Norwich Market, the floral tributes to the Queen lay unmoved under the silent skies. And as the day drew to a close, the bloom still lay on the steps of City Hall, a mark of reflection when shutters reopened.
A faint rendition of the national anthem could be heard on the city streets on Monday, as crowds at the Norwich Theatre Royal watched the Queen's Elizabeth's funeral. The service was streamed at the Theatre Street venue for free yesterday, with thousands of people booking tickets in advance. When the doors opened at 10:30 a.m, a crowd of more than 1,000 people arrived to bear witness to the historic event. Chief Executive of Norwich Theatre Royal took the moments after the streaming of the state funeral to sign the book of condolence at the venue. Of the streaming in the theatre, he said, "It was incredibly moving and unlike anything I have experienced before. I thought it was important to create a safe place for people to mourn and reflect. To see this building used in that way is fantastic."
solemn crowds filed into Norwich Cathedral to bid a final goodbye to Her Majesty. Beneath the historic vaulted ceilings, hundreds of people gathered to watch a live stream of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral from Westminster. Her Majesty's funeral was shown on a screen in the nave. Ahead of the showing, which began just before 11 a.m, families and individuals alike gathered at the landmark building to pay their respects. Sitting in the nave or watching from the aisles, many members of the public had tears in their eyes as Britain's longest reigning monarch was laid to rest. Sharon Adams wanted to watch the funeral at the cathedral to be around people, and she said, "It's a communal act rather than a solitary one, and I think it's important to share this moment with the community." Her friend Miriam Adams said, "It is a historical event, and I'm glad to get to watch it here." Lyudmila Shum, from Ukraine, said, "I'm not British, but I loved and respected Queen Elizabeth." And among those dressed in formal funeral attire was Karen and Carl Young-Nickel. Karen said, "This is our way of giving thanks to Her Majesty. We want to be a part of it because we were huge fans of the Queen and all she did for us." Leading the event at Norwich Cathedral was Acting Dean Reverend Dr. Peter Doll, and he said, "Showing the funeral here gives people a chance to come together, and it certainly will be as close as possible to being at Westminster."
Workers at a local poultry factory have criticised their bosses after being told to report to work on the day of the Queen's funeral, despite it being declared a bank holiday. Staff at the Hook Two Sisters plant near the Norfolk-Suffolk border say they have been ordered into work, earning no extra pay and no time off. A spokesman to the firm said it had to remain fully operational to safeguard animal welfare and hygiene requirements and to in accord provide affordable food during these tough times. He said that workers would get an extended break and free food during the day, with the funeral screened in canteens. But the decision has prompted anger among some staff. One worker at the site on Grange Road, Flixton, who wished to remain anonymous, said, "They're failing to recognise the Queen's funeral. Everyone has been told they have got to go to work. I've got to miss the funeral and my chance to pay my respects to the Queen and go to work because I can't afford to lose my job." The company spokesman said, "As the UK-wide fresh food manufacturer, it's essential for us to have continuity of operations so we can provide affordable food during these rough times. As well as maintaining supply at the very short notice of this bank holiday, we made any contingencies to safeguard animal welfare, food safety and hygiene requirements impossible for us. Whenever there's a scheduled one-off public holiday, for instance this year's Jubilee celebrations, we can plan accordingly and bank holiday leave can be offered, as we did this summer. We recognise that some colleagues requiring time off and all managers are asked to accommodate additional requests wherever possible. All colleagues have bank holidays included in their leave entitlement, but Monday's bank holiday falls over and above what we can offer, in addition to there being no statutory entitlement for this day. When the government announced plans for a bank holiday for the funeral last week, it said it would operate in the same way as other bank holidays, with no statutory entitlement to time off. It said employers may include bank holidays as part of workers' leave entitlement.